A week after Donald Trump announced that US soldiers were leaving northern Syria, the Kurdish authorities have asked their former opponent, President Assad, for help. The deal, which the Kurds hope will thwart the Turkish invasion, will see the Syrian military returning to the country's northeast for the first time in several years. Since the Turkish onslaught began, 130,000 people are thought to have left their homes. Amid the chaos, hundreds of Islamic State sympathisers escaped from a detention camp. The Ain Issa camp was where the Irish woman Lisa Smith and her daughter had been living. Journalist Jasper Mortimer joins us now from the Turkish side of the border. From the Turkish side, what can you see?
Well, there's been intense fighting in the Syrian towns across the border of Tel Abyad and Ras El Ain for the past 2 days. We've seen Turkish howitzers shelling those two Syrian towns, or at least the Syrian Kurdish positions in those two towns. We've seen the puffs of white smoke as the shells explode. We've also heard rockets going across. And we've also heard heavy machine gun fire, which is presumably the Syrian Kurdish militia firing at Turkish troops. Occasionally, from the Syrian side, a mortar has landed in the Turkish town. One mortar fired from Syria landed in Akçakale, the Turkish town across the border from Tel Abyad, yesterday morning. Blew a hole the size of a lounge window in the side of a building, but injured nobody. However, something like 18 Turks have been killed by mortar shelling from the Syrian side since this conflict began on Wednesday.
Can you remind us, why does Turkey say it's taking this military action?
Officially, it says because there is a terrorist corridor along its southern border that is intolerable, and it plans to wipe the terrorists, who are the Syrian Kurdish militia, according to the government, out of that corridor, and use the corridor to set up a safe zone into which it can resettle up to 2 million of the Syrian refugees now in Turkey. But there is a problem there, because most of the Syrian refugees in Turkey are ethnic Arabs. However, the northeast Syria is a Kurdish heartland. And to put that number of Arabs into a Kurdish heartland would change the demographic balance. And this is why the EU has come out strongly against the Turkish plans to resettle the refugees in that zone, saying it will not contribute to the cost of their resettlement because demographic change is not to be allowed.
What's known about this unlikely deal between Syria's Kurds and President Assad?
Well, it's known that the Syrian Kurds have agreed to hand over control to the Syrian government of three large towns in northern Syria for which they fought tooth and nail against the Islamic State. These towns are Kobani, Manbij, and Raqqa. Now, Kobani is right on the Turkish border. It's one of the towns in the so-called terrorist corridor that President Recep Tayyip Erdogan plans to flush the Kurds out of and take over. So I can't believe that the Turkish army will be very happy to see the Syrian government move in there. Also, Manbij, which is further inland from the border, Turkey has been vowing to throw the Kurds out of that town and take it over itself for years now. So it looks as if there is now a race between the Turkish army and the Syrian government forces to take over Kobani and Manbij. Now, even if the Syrian government forces manage to avoid a head-on collision with the Turkish army, even if the Syrian government forces just support the Syrian Kurds, allowing the Kurds to tackle the Turkish army, I imagine the support the Syrian government gives to the Kurds will include the Russian tanks and heavy weapons that the Kurds don't have now. and this will certainly strengthen the Kurds' firepower. And so the fighting is likely to intensify.
All right. Well, listen, thank you very much indeed for talking to us this morning. That was Jasper Mortimer there, journalist joining us from the Turkish side of the Turkish-Syrian border. It's 8:24.